Some of them try to rhyme, but they can't rhyme like this. Woo, Mr. International is gone international. I am here in motherfucking Tulum, Mexico. And I said I would never come here because I look like a total fucking Instagram whore, kind of like hipster hangout. And I thought everything was going to be super expensive and whatever else. But, you know, I was fucking reaching a breaking point back home, which I'll get into later. But I needed some serious R&R, and I couldn't wait any longer for friggin' somewhere in Asia to open up. So I just said, fuck it, and I came down here to Tulum, and man, I've been loving it. Like, it is not what I expected. It's basically like Bali, except maybe even better, believe it or not. And all I've been doing is the opposite of what I usually do. So I've just been chilling out in my hotel. I got a really nice place up in the jungle. I sprung for the extra big room. It's basically like a one-bedroom, bigger than a one-bedroom apartment. So just chilling out, watching Netflix, Money Heist to be precise, and doing nothing. And you know what? It feels fucking amazing. I'm not booking tours. Like, I had the itch to just like, oh, I have to go to the beach, or I have to book some tour to see cenotes, which are these water bodies like in the middle of nowhere, sometimes in caves. Those are called cenotes. But anyways, I said, you know, what am I doing? I'm reading this book called The Urban Monk, and I'm like, man, why on earth am I going to force myself to do all these, run around, do all these things that I really want to do? What I like to do is chill in my hotel, chill, and I like to walk around town. I love walking. So that's what I've been doing. I've been sweating my balls off, and I fucking love it. And I just, you know, back in LA, I'm always putting so much pressure on myself to do so many things simultaneously. So this trip, I wanted to do the opposite. I wanted to do whatever occurred to me that made me happy. And, you know, just to show you the funniness of the world, like, I was supposed to go out. I met a chick on Bumble while I've been here, and we've been chatting, and I was supposed to meet her and her friends at a club in near the beach here in Tulum. And what ended up happening is, you're going to love this. Like, part of me didn't really feel like going. Like, the taxis here, there's no Uber, right? So the taxis here are still like a fucking ripoff. And so I didn't want to pay a big taxi fare and then get to a club or this bar. It's a fancy bar. They charge like ridiculous amounts for drinks, definitely by Mexican standards. And I was like, you know, I'm kind of not into that scene right now. I don't really give a shit about that stuff. I just wanted to kind of be by myself. And so, anyways, I said, you know what, while I'm here, let me just friggin' go see what the nightlife's like near the beach. And so sure enough, I get a taxi, negotiate a good price with the guy. I get there, and guess what? I forgot my cash. Like, I had my wallet, but I had taken the cash out, and I forgot to put it back in. How stupid can you be, right? So it's like, he's like, well, you can try to pay me. I had one of my credit cards. He's like, well, you can try to pay me with that. I said, well, the problem is, just so you know too, if you're listening, in Tulum, most places, everything's cash here for whatever reason. I really don't understand why, but like, not many places at all take credit cards. And so I was like, motherfucker, well, I don't want to be in a problem where like, I can't get a taxi back because I don't have cash. And then on top of that, what about the bar? If I go to a bar or bars plural, they're going to want cash probably. So long story short, I ended up fucking, you know, I thought the taxi guy wanted to try to take advantage of me. He's like, well, I got to charge you, double to go back to your hotel. I'm like, I kind of understand that. I said, well, why don't you pick up another fare? And he's like, well, I can't really do that. I'm like, yes, you can. Then he's like, then I have to take another road back. That takes longer. I'm like, dude, don't take advantage of me. Like, so anyways, long story short, we ended up picking up these two Mexican chicks, pretty good looking in my opinion, at least in the dark. I mean, who isn't good looking in the dark? And so I started hitting, you know, they climbed in the taxi, and man, it was just like my old days. Like, they were feeling me right away, even though both of them were engaged. I could tell they were like totally like grooving with me while I was like talking with them. I guess that's why I did so well when I used to live down here, because it was, I guess I was like, I don't look Mexican for obvious reasons, but on the flip side, like, I speak Spanish. So long story short, anyways, we get back to town, you know, taxi guy ended up kind of he was cool about it. And so I paid him. So I just fucking wasted 500 pesos to drive all the way down to the fucking beach and drive back. And did I want to go back now that I have my money? No, because at the end of the day, the universe unfolds as it should. And I didn't really want to go. So it could just be in my mind I self-sabotaged, because, and you got to ask yourself, you know, I always like to leave you guys with lessons. What are you self-sabotaging in your life? And are you doing it because innately you don't even want to do the thing you're forcing yourself to do? In my case, I didn't really, how shall I say this? I didn't really want to go to, I didn't really want to go to this bar, frankly. And so my body probably like hid or purposely didn't put the money in my wallet so that I couldn't go. So I wasn't even, you know, the funny thing is, now that I'm like so cool and like relaxed, I just laughed about it. Like I didn't even get pissed. Like I'm a kind of, I always try to save money here and there, but I didn't even get mad that I just wasted 500 pesos. Like I didn't, I just thought the whole thing was funny. And that's what happens when you're living life to the fullest and in a good mood. Like you can handle these little things that happen a lot better. And so if you're getting snappy or edgy or angry or stressed out easily, you're probably, your cup is overflowing. So that means you need to fucking decompress somewhere. And so that's what I've done here, and it's been a smashing success. I can't wait to come back here, honestly. Like, it's such a quick trip from LA, and I'm going to be back for sure. Like, it's just like, and you know, it is sad watching all the development here, because I really kind of do wish they just left Tulum the way it was, because it's such a beautiful, like, and very special place in the world. But you know, I could say the same for Bali, and all these beautiful, like, unique places around the world are getting so developed. But hey, what can you do? So anyways, thanks for listening, guys, to Hardcore Rules. I'm going to try to keep the podcast going. I'm having a problem with the stupid WordPress website. For some reason, it won't let me post these things anymore. But you know what? I don't even give a shit anymore. So keep on listening, and have a good one, guys. I'll fill you in on the next adventure.